You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people.
Everyone, welcome back to The Ritual.
Welcome to the third episode.
The third episode.
And that song was Shaggy Otis, Sweet Thing.
Sweet Thang.
Sweet Thing. We thought we'd start it off a little bit differently with a song first because why not? I just like was so compelled.
Exactly. And just before that was Nothing Without Intention from Solange.
Ugh.
And to just give you a little backstory here, this show started around
that album
and some vodka on ice with a little lemon thing in it,
in my living room.
Wedge.
Yeah.
And just us chatting around Solange and how we loved her. And that's where the idea of this show started. So we were like full circle moment here.
Literally. I love that album. Yeah. And you know how we always start the show with what the theme is each week or every week is a new theme. And Jerome, do you want to?
I can break the ice and say it. I'll break it hard. And
do it.
And this week's theme is emotions.
Emotions.
Highs, lows.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. Love or sadness.
Yeah. And the reason why I chose Sweet Thing for my first song was because I feel like that's like the perfect sound, an example of what my relaxation is like.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yes, this is, it's so good. And also, when I first heard that song, I was at a Harry Styles concert, of all things, with my two best friends. And I literally Shazammed the song. Like, I held it up and we were all the way in the nosebleeds. And I was like, what is this song? It's so good.
Yeah. There's something about instrumental songs.
So good.
Sometimes you just don't want to hear someone talk. Like, shh, please. Shh.
Please.
And shh, everyone, because we will put Unbreak My Heart from Toni Braxton, a legend of R&B from the late 20th century. Beginning of the 21st.
Yes.
She is an icon. And this song, I've been on a Toni Braxton grind 24/7 in my earphones. So I'll let you hear this. And
we'll let you feel this out.
Ugh, please do.
Unbreak my heart.
I love this song so much.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. And the emotions it takes me to...
Yeah, what does it bring out of you?
Brings out revenge. I want to hurt people when I listen.
Whoa.
And they know who they are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I want to, like, get in a fight when I listen to this, you know?
Ooh, that's, like, the complete opposite. I feel like I'd be, like, crying in the shower.
Mm.
Being like, unbreak my heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Revenge.
Revenge.
Ooh, I could see that in, like, a movie.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, a dramatic walk, like, down, like, a dimly lit road. And
or,
you're,
like, a drive.
Or a drive.
In an old, like,
yeah,
Chevrolet.
Red Chevrolet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Convertible.
I could see it. And you're mm-hmm. like on your way to...
To hurt someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hurts you back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what's your song, Lils?
Well, I mean, now that you have like this ballad going on, I feel like I'll take it in another direction. But it's still kind of a ballad.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this song really just like... embraces my like feminine side.
Okay.
And really empowers it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, when you hear the song, you know it's gonna be a good day. You
mm-hmm.
know you're gonna have like a good time. Everybody probably knows this song. It's I'm Every Woman mm-hmm. by Chaka Khan. Love this song. It was on repeat like for a solid full day when I was traveling back home. So good.
And it's been on repeat for what, like 40 years, like 30 years? I don't know when it came out,
yeah.
but this song has been
yeah.
on repeat at least.
It's like, I feel like every woman
yes.
or like anybody can just relate to it because we're all every woman.
Exactly. So
let's play this.
We'll be right back.
Ugh.
Woo!
Absolute banger.
I am every woman.
Please.
So good.
Yeah. Chaka Khan, she has such...
Beautiful.
Yeah. All her songs are so good.
From Chicago.
From the Shy.
From the Shy.
From the Shy. Yeah. She never misses.
She never misses. I thought she was from L.A. just because, like, the disco scene was, like...
But she has super. That little, like, Californian,
yeah,
like,
with,
groove.
Like, the album cover, too. I was like, this has to be California. But it wasn't.
No,
and
the
it
Shy.
And it made it even better, like, knowing that it was, like, Chicago.
Exactly.
I was like, yeah, I
and
love it.
That's why I think Kanye West, when he did, like, Through the Wire, when he got, like, his accident and had to have, like, his braces or whatever, it was, like, based on Through the Fire from Chaka Khan.
Oh,
her
what?
Song.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Uh-huh. So, like, he loves The Shy and where he's from. So,
yeah,
that's why
exactly.
His little reference here.
Exactly.
And that made me think of, I don't know, when I think Chaka Khan, I think of, like, Monica. I mm-hmm. think of also about, like, Erykah Badu, but I mostly think of Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Like... Ugh, Lauryn Hill, the people
so
that
good.
Know me, like, know how obsessed I am with her. Like, every song, everything is just so good about her.
So good.
And it's, like, some powerful music. I think it's an example of, like, meaningful music, meaningful, like, R&B, meaningful rap.
Yeah.
It's, like, her songs are the perfect examples of that. So let's continue with X Factor by Miss Lauryn Hill. Please, Miss Lauryn Hill.
Cause no one's hurt me more than you.
X Factor.
Hill. Ugh. I listened to that song on repeat so many times.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's so good. And the whole album, like the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, like every song on that is
so
great.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Da Whoop.
Da Whoop.
Da
Whoop.
It's so good.
It's so good. Next time, next episode, you'll hear Da Whoop.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like we've been like very like keeping it slow, casual. And I feel like with some of my choices, I've been going like a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a very like different like range of emotions. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that is our theme.
Yeah.
So now we're going to take it from a relaxing, our revenge, heartbreak, all that. And we're going to get it to like the angry girl rage moment. Because sometimes you just need a rage moment.
Exactly.
And
there's nothing wrong about
there's
that.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, like, we all have them.
Honk at someone.
Honk at someone, flip somebody off, maybe, like, kick some dirt in somebody's face.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, we all have these moments. And so that's why I feel like this next band is a perfect example of just, like, letting it go.
Spitting on someone's face.
Not caring about who you are, what you are to the world. I mean, these women, it's an all-girl grunge kind of punk. They came around in like the early 90s, still are pretty popular today. I mean, when I say like angry girl rage moment, one of the women, they were playing, I think, Lollapalooza, the lead singer literally pulled out her tampon and threw it in the audience.
Rage to
and,
the mouth.
Yeah, and she said like, eat my used tampon.
That's honestly, I don't think we need to add
and
more.
And so if you don't know who it is already, like, it's the L7.
Uh-huh.
It's the L7. And I'll let you guys listen to it because it is amazing.
Mm-mm-mm. We'll be right back. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. I love that song. Oh my God. It's so good. L7. If anyone out there is listening, L7 is the band to be. They are so cool. They are so cool. Like,
yeah.
I could go on and on. Oh my God. I would love to meet these women. They uh-huh. actually came to Vancouver.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Last year. Ooh. And I was so upset because they came to the rickshaw and it was 19 plus
uh-huh.
and I had no way to get in.
Uh-huh.
And I was devastated because they were playing a reunion tour of my favorite album, Bricks Are Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I was so mad.
Yeah.
But you know what? If they love me enough, I know that they'll come back.
Exactly. They will.
They have to. They have to.
Uh huh. For sure.
Yeah. The feeling mm-hmm. is female rage.
Female rage.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put male rage.
Is that okay to say? yes, that's okay to say. Who knows?
I'm going to put the song. Well, the artist, every time I feel like anger or rage or I need to, you know, do a big, like I'm climbing and this one is a really hard problem or
yeah,
I'm like, I
a
need
a motivator.
A motivator. Exactly. Yeah. I put Stormzy. Stormzy is this UK rapper that I love with all my heart.
Yes.
He is so cool. He dated Adele.
What?
Yeah, I think so. They went to Jamaica together. That's when the photo of Adele,
there's
the controversial.
No,
yeah.
Way.
That's
really?
When the controversial
Stormzy
photo.
Stormzy and Adele. I would never have guessed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was a thing. And he's just so cool. I discovered him in New York. And this is a song from his album, Head is Heavy, or whatever it's called. Heavy is the head. And oh my God, every song on this album is great. And it also, it's another example of some mindful, like, rap. Some rap with mm-hmm. some lyrics and mm-hmm. some meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough said.
Enough
Stormzy,
said.
Audacity with Heady One.
It's like, you niggas audacious. Yo, I roll out with no cash on me. Calm now with no mash on me. Stay away from these ashy utes where they come around and get ash on me. That's 5,000 capacity. 5,000 capacity. Then spread that over the UK and then add it up and get back to me. You pussios are not bad for me. Madman, they go mad for me. Who the fuck wanna gas you up like you're good enough to be clashing me? Oh, please stop harassing me. Charge me up and put gas in me. Them little fish wanna try a thing. Oh, man, the audacity. I got girl in my inbox setting me eyes. Living on the edge to the end of our lives, wolf in the sheepskin telling me lies. Sometimes I love when my enemy dies. Woo. So ahead of my time, mainstream boy starts letting off lie. We can never ever ever level in price. Take that fee and then treble it twice. Yeah, the problem's back, I got flows. Watch your back, I'm on smoke. Dodge the paps and do bolt. My boys on maximum bolts. Ain't no time to blind, man. Know my ting from here to Thailand. You man got that gun off my man. So you man got that gun on finance. Like, what's this? Rent this gang by your own. Use my pen to sting, fry your dome. Want me to send for them, mind the throne. Cliche, rep it ends, die alone. Cliche, run your gums and die broke. I don't buy in ones, I buy bulk. Yeah, go and bust your gun, I like smoke. Rude boy, mind your lungs, you might choke. Like, cough, cough, puff, puff, pass. You're not tough or hard. They're calling me the Virgin Mike. How the hell were bust so fast? But I came and shook my whole era. No cosigns for me and no carers. 2019, I swear I've gone clearer. Drop on the dead MCs like Pooh Bearer. I roll out with no cash on me. Calm now with no mash on me. Stay away from these ashy utes so they come around and get ash on me. That's 5,000 capacity. 5,000 capacity. Then spread that over the UK and then add it up and get back to me. You pussios are not bad for me. Madman, they go mad for me. Who the fuck wanna gas you up like you're good enough to be clashing me? Oh, please stop harassing me. Charge me up and put gas in me. Them little fish wanna try a ting. Oh man, the audacity.
Had to sign this K, no Harry. Now my tracksuit says Balmain Parry. Smoke on bro, no Cali. So you better stay well back, Danny. Oh, now we got beef in the streets. And I thought only be in my patty. Cause I not had to work this handy. Not to just part us Gandhi. I was with bro eating Jennifer aunties. I told her I'm trying to be the best I can be. Next day I go end up on the up block. Like, who's on me, Charlie? Come off the ring like undressed towels. And I bought a new Henny and it cost 4,000. Kept it close, pay girls when they at me. They want me in a box like chicken chow mein. I wonder why us wanna try me. Why feds put me in court and trial me? Bad bees get bored and down me. And us when we're going to the nets, I'm like, shall we? Lay back but still rowdy. Same goose when thrown back, still round me. Funny how my old things still shout me.
Oh, allow me, roll out it so casually. I'm popping up in cities randomly. London City or Birmingham, I just done 100 through Canterbury. No security, I could have a 20 in cash on me. Tried and can't believe I'm lit, so they're in the house like they're Ali G.
I roll out with no cash on me. Calm now with no mash on me. Stay away from these ashy utes, so they come around and get ash on me. That's 5,000 capacity. 5,000 capacity. Then spread that over the UK and then add it up and get back to me. You pussios are not bad for me. Madman, they go mad for me. Who the fuck wanna gas you up like you're good enough to be clashing me? Oh, please stop harassing me. Charge me up and put gas in me. Them little fish wanna try a thing. Oh man, the audacity. Oh man, the audacity. Oh man, the audacity. Oh, it's a catastrophe. I changed the game drastically. Big man, cut down Glastonbury.
Big man.
Flashbacks from Glastonbury. Love it when it all comes back to me.
Yeah.
Telling lies and facts on me. I roll out with no special me. Godson, this is flesh on me. Stay away from these pagan youths. How many men, they wish death on me. When Banksy put the vest on me, felt like God was testing me. When Banksy put the vest on me, felt like God was testing me.
Storm Z.
Oh my God.
He's so great.
It's so British.
It's so British and it's so great.
So British.
It's so nice. Like, British rap is definitely one of my favorite genres.
For me, British rap is like a guilty pleasure.
Oh,
sometimes.
It is. Definitely.
I'm always like, nobody look at my phone right now.
Exactly. It's kind of a guilty pleasure, but for me, I just like scream the fact that I like British rap. I scream it to everyone.
Like, what's his name? Like, Louis Culture or something like that, like Part Two. Oh my God, that song. I love that song.
But there's so many really cool, like Dave. I mean,
yeah, Dave.
Dave is great. Like,
oh God,
classic.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we're like, really... I love Central C. I'm sorry. He's really pretty. I like him.
Oh my God.
He's
it's
great.
Okay. We're really outing ourselves right now.
Oh, we are.
It's
but
okay.
At the same time, I think there's no shame in like,
who cares?
Who cares? And it's really a great genre that has impacted rap music in a tremendous way in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And denying it its impact.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You can't.
No.
No.
So.
British rap is a movement.
Oh, it's a political movement. It is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm still keeping the hype with this next song.
Okay.
For me, this is a hype song, mm-hmm. but it's not rap. It's not British rap.
Okay.
It's more like, it's like early 2000s rock.
Yeah.
They're this band called Louis the 14th. They didn't last very long, but they made some pretty bomb music.
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember, I think I first heard this song when I was like driving back from Vancouver
mm-hmm.
with my dad after we had just toured UBC.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I want to go here. So it has like a little like memory connected
yes.
to it. But every time I listen to the song, it's like a little like pick me up boost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, okay, let's like get ready. Let's hype myself up.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's get all the good feelings in.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's like a short and sweet song, but it shall impact at least one of you listeners out there for sure.
Great. God killed the queen. That was great.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Doesn't that song just like fuel you?
Well, I don't know if I would say it fuels me, but it definitely made me feel some emotions.
Well, I don't know if it really does that for me, but you do you.
Hey, no, I liked it. I really liked it.
It does it for me. I'll listen to that song anywhere. And yeah. It just like, it makes you want to like flip your hair.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any more hair. You can't see it from home, but I bust my head a few weeks ago. So I'm going to shake them bones.
Yeah.
And it made me think of, because the name of the song, the previous song played was God
Killed the Queen.
Killed the Queen. And it made me think of the queen of Canadian pop. And I don't care what you're going to say, it is Céline Dion. Celine Dion, she's the queen of Canadian pop. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to play one of her greatest songs. It's a French song, and it's called Pour que tu m'aimes encore. And it's a beautiful love song.
What's the translation?
For the fact that you still love me. It's like,
ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a love song.
It's like a love song, but like heartbreak a bit more.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like I'll do all these things for you type thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So let's listen to this insane bop by the queen herself.
Let's.
J'ai compris tous les mots. J'ai bien compris, merci. Raisonnable et nouveau, c'est ainsi par ici. Que les choses ont changé, que les fleurs ont fané, que le temps d'avant, c'était le temps d'avant. Que si tout s'appellasse, les amours s'y passent. Faut que tu saches, j'irai chercher ton cœur si tu l'emportes ailleurs. Même si dans tes danses, d'autres dansent des heures, j'irai chercher ton âme dans les froids, dans les flammes. Je te jetterai des sorts pour que tu m'aimes encore.
Oh, wow. Céline Dion is such a pillar of Canadian music and
she
of
really
Quebec
is,
music.
Actually, yeah.
Like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah, that brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, I love Céline Dion with my whole heart.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'm in love with her. And that's the emotion that,
as you should,
that comes out when I listen to this song.
Yeah, I mean,
absolute per love. Thank you.
Hashtag yes. Love Celine Dion.
Yes.
Hashtag campaign to yeah. start.
Poor her. She's also very sick. She has like this illness. She has been through rough times. So send a thought, a prayer, or whatever you want to call it, to Celine.
Yeah. Wow.
She's like.
That's very
strangely like sick and.
That's very melancholic.
Yeah.
Just like this next song that I'm about to play.
Uh huh.
So, this next song is by one of my favorite artists, T-Rex. Mm-hmm. And every time I listen to it, it's like the title is so happy. It's called Life's a Gas. And it's like the title is the complete opposite of what the song's actually like. And it just makes you like, it feels like it really makes you reflect and just be like, oh, wow.
Okay, well, let's listen to Life's a Gas by T-Rex.
Great right song.
Could have loved you good like a planet. I could have changed your heart to a star. But it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a gas. Could I build a house on the ocean? I could have placed our love in the sky. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a gas. Turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a gas. Life's a gas. I hope it's gonna
guys. That was great, Lil.
It's like the most beautiful song. It's just like it's such like a slow dancing in your room. Mm-hmm. Like you've just like met the love of your life.
Exactly.
And you're just like, oh,
it's
feel
very
so
melancholic.
Good. Yeah, right? Uh-huh. It's like the perfect description for it, but it's beautiful. Like I love the line where he's like, I hope it's gonna last.
Uh-huh.
It's just like it adds something to it, you know? It's so good. It's so good. It's my favorite.
No, I really liked it. And this is the second last song before the end of our show, unfortunately.
I know.
We have to leave you guys. We
it's
would stay
the
here.
It's always the saddest moments.
All day.
If we could, because we could.
Yeah.
We could.
We could indeed. So we're going to give you a little preview of our next theme of in 2 weeks because we're seeing each other in 2 weeks again.
Yep.
And
same time, same place.
Exactly.
Right here.
You know that it's 2 p.m. every second Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next theme is going to be our guilty pleasures. And I'm going to show you one of my favorite. It's so bad.
It's
and oh my God, I've been dreaming a night of putting some trashy French Canadian rap on the radio.
All right.
And I'm glad CITR allows me to do so. So I will continue with the new song of Enima called Boss Life. And it is so bad. And
yes.
This is my number one guilty pleasure. And tune in 2 weeks to have...
to see all of our guilty
exactly.
pleasures.
Exactly. Please do. Bye, folks.
Bye.
L'argent t'appelle mais le flingue aussi. Sale réputation, les équipes s'envoient en rotation. Nos larmes elles ne coulent pas. Je crois que ça fait partie de l'éducation. Le paiement vient après le gramme. Le silence vient après le drame. Tu sais cellophane après le drame. Je te rappelle dans 2 heures j'arrive près de Cannes. Plus de principe que ces acteurs. J'annonce mauvaise nouvelle comme le facteur. Font du bruit comme les CRS. Mais j'entends plus rien sur le CRS.
Y'a trop d'ail sur mon coup, babe. J'ai du Canada. J'ai de la coca bon prix.